provincial government is close to approving the first new mine in a provincial park in decades. Hudson Bay Mining and Smelting Company is poised to open a new copper mine in Grass River Provincial Park. Eric Redder, Manitoba campaign director with the Wilderness Committee, drew attention to the mine with a press release on Friday. Eric joins me in the studio.
Thanks for having me in.
What is the approval status currently for Grass River Mine?
The application for the mine, it's a Class 2 mine, is in public comment period. According to the government's website, it went into the public comment period on December 19th, and it's going to last till February 19th. Unfortunately, any information about this mine never showed up in the libraries in the public's hands until January 22nd, which was when we started reviewing this a week ago.
So there's some problems with the procedure for this.
Yeah, I think the last time I was on your show was about a year ago, and we were talking about peat mining, so mining in a provincial park, and also problems with environmental licensing. And we're getting to see a continual pattern where we have problems with the public comment and whether or not the public comment even means anything, such as in this case.
Hudbay says they have lots of experience mining sustainably, and they point to other mines in the area there where, with proper safeguards, environmental damage can be limited. What risks does copper mining pose for the park?
Well, copper mining itself, all mining is dirty and destructive. There's no way to get around that, and it takes a tremendous amount of water. So all of these things in every single mine, they're a concern. Now, the location of this particular mine in a provincial park, that's a concern because it's a park. Anywhere else in the world, we'd be looking at this and saying, protected area, we don't have to worry about it, but not in Manitoba. Manitoba doesn't recognize parks as protected areas. So that's concern number one. This particular ore body is located in the middle of a critical woodland caribou migration zone. It's been identified for decades. It's been closed to activity logging for decades inside the park. And as far back as 1973, they have data. And all of the anecdotal local evidence says when you're driving down the highway, this is the place where you see caribou crossing. It's because they're going from their winter grounds to the really important calving area on Reed Lake. And this mine sits smack in the middle of a very important area.
You maybe locate the park for listeners here in Winnipeg who maybe don't know the region very well.
Yeah, it's a northwest of Winnipeg, about 700 kilometers drive. It's just north of the Paw and south of Flin Flon. And the one highway that runs back towards the Interlake region from the Saskatchewan border, it runs right through Grass River Provincial Park, and that's where this this mine is.
What are the cumulative impacts of previous developments, and how do they interact with this proposed new project in the area?
Yeah, something that's incredibly interesting. I was on site a year ago, a year and a half ago, in Grass River Provincial Park, and I shot a documented an exploration of the Spruce Point mine site, and I posted that video. It's called the Spruce Point Mine Site Mess. It's on YouTube, on our website, on the Free Press website as well. And it shows a mine that has been closed since 1992 and was operated by Hudbay, so the exact same company in the exact same park, just a few miles up the road. And Hudbay's line, they say it in this environmental assessment, is that Spruce Point mine has been rehabilitated to such a point that the site is nearly indistinguishable from the surrounding landscape. That's a direct quote. In 2007, the Manitoba government as well was pointing out that the Spruce Point mine site was rehabilitated. There was before and after pictures published by Ernie Armit, in one of the directors of mines. And then just on Friday, the government sent through an email saying that when it closes, the previous footprint will be virtually unnoticeable. Now, our problem with that, of course, is the Spruce Point mine site is a disaster. There's a pond on the Spruce Point mine site that has no vegetation at all. Weird, crystally black growth surround the entire pond, and it constantly bubbles. Not like the bubbles where you're on the edge of a lower area where there's vegetation decomposing and those sort of things. The entire pond bubbles constantly, and it can be seen in this video, which I recorded and I've posted online. So the government's indication that they can mine sustainably in a park rings very hollow with us.
Why is it that the Manitoba government is continuing to allow mines in provincial parks? I mean, most other jurisdictions in Canada, a park is a park, like you say. Why in Manitoba is there this difference?
the Manitoba government's line is that it's all about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's the growth and prosperity. I think I'm paraphrasing another government's lines on this, but that's the very first line of their explanation of why we needed to do that, because mining is so important in the province. Well, the other side of that, of course, is clean air, clean water is very important in this province. So we can't just look at the money side of it. Right now, the government is spending millions of dollars every single month to rehabilitate mining damage in this province. So if we look at a mine, this mine is only going to run for 5 years, and we'll have a long-term ecological impact. If we look at the difference between how much money they're going to make in royalties, jobs, etc., and counteract that against the money that they have to put out to rehabilitate mining problems, I'm not sure that we're winning that much, and we're definitely impacting things like our biodiversity and our provincial parks and water.
How can our listeners participate in stopping this mine?
Well, we've put a letter-writing tool on our website. It points out some of the things I've mentioned in our research and our news releases. So that's easy to go on to wildernesscommittee.org/Manitoba, and at the bottom of the page there's a letter-writing tool. The public comment period, as I mentioned, goes till February 19th. And if you wanted to go to the government's website instead, go through environmental proposals, and you will find an email address for somebody to send in your comments on it.
Well, thanks for bringing this to our attention, Eric.
Thank you very much again. This is really important for our parks and you know, our future. It's been decades since we've had a mine, so it's time to really decide if this is something that Manitobans want.
Thanks a lot. Eric Redder is the Manitoba Campaign Director with the Wilderness Committee. Information about the proposed mine, including video footage of the area, is available on the Wilderness Committee website, wildernesscommittee.org.